Oh, Cecil. Oh, I didn't mean to blow the horn.
Oh, are you crazy? Here I do. We're two of all the things.
Oh, but I didn't.
No, not a thing. No, here we were swiping. I mean, borrowing old gasoline from this car. And you sit in the seat and honk the horn.
Oh, I didn't mean to. But I'm so nervous.
What do you think I mean for? Old age?
Do you think anyone heard, Cecil?
No, I hope not. Quiet a minute and see what happens.
Let's back to our own car and see what happens.
No. Move over. They're with you. We'll sit here together until we find out if it woke up all the people in the neighborhood that live in that house.
Oh, Cecil, let's run before anyone comes out and catches us.
Keep still and stay where you are.
Cecil, they'll be mad if they come out and find us here.
They'll be madder if they come out and find us at their gas tank.
Oh, goodness. Why did I ever let you start this?
Because we have to get home sometime tonight.
Cecil, let's don't stay here in this strange car, please.
What do you want to do? Get out under the street light where we can be seen? No one can see us in here.
Cecil, when that horn honked, it just scared the life out of me.
Well, it didn't do me any good either. What did you do it for?
I didn't mean to. You told me to get in here and rest, didn't you?
Yes, and what did you do? Get up here and honk the horn.
I did not. I just rested, that's all.
That's all, yeah, that's all.
Yes, that's all.
It is not.
It is, too. I just rested. Rested my head on the button that makes the horn honk.
Yeah, that's all. You couldn't rest your head on the brake or the clutch. No. You had to pick out the horn button.
I didn't know it was there. I don't know anything about machinery.
Well, you found out. Now keep still.
When I tried to get off of it, I caught my sleeve in the steering wheel.
Next time I take you to a party, I'm going to leave you at home.
That's right. Blame me. I'm so weak and defenseless.
Yeah, weak-minded.
I have to shoulder all the blame, and I was just trying to help by getting out of your way.
All right. Forget about it. It's all over. It's done.
I can't help it if they put the horn buttons where I'm liable to rest on them. I didn't build the old car.
Oh, keep still.
It isn't my fault because you ran out of gas. It's your car.
Oh, dry up, will
you? You can't blame me because I get tired and want to rest while you steal gasoline.
I am not stealing it.
Well, then what are we hiding in this car for?
Well, we're not. We're just resting.
Well, if you want to rest, you can't bawl me out for resting.
I'm not resting my head on a button that honks the horn.
I didn't want to come over here and take some gas out of the tank of this car that doesn't belong to us anyhow.
Hey, you can make more noise if you honk the horn.
You're just horrid. You want to blame me when things go wrong.
Oh, Sally, please keep still and stop moving around. What do you think we're sitting here in the shadows for? To be seen?
I don't blame you when you make a little mistake.
I don't make mistakes.
Then why haven't you got enough gas to take me home, then?
Because... I'll dry up, will you?
When we're caught and arrested for being in this car and taking gas out of the tank and we're put in jail...
We're
and...
not caught.
We will be in a minute.
We will not. We'll sit here and if no lights go on in that house, well, then they didn't hear us. And we'll get out and take some gas back over to our car and beat it home.
How long are you going to wait until you get out and finish draining some tank out of their... gas out of their tank?
Until I'm sure you didn't take... wake them up by honking that horn.
That's right. Blame me. It's all my fault. That's just like you.
Are you looking for sympathy?
Yes.
Well, look in the dictionary.
Sometimes I think you're the most horrid person on earth.
That's fine. If I had a gun, I'd shoot myself.
If I had one, I'd give it to you.
Keep still and stop waving your hand. People can see that white robe.
Oh, Cecil, I just thought, suppose we did have a gun.
All we want is some gasoline.
Well, wouldn't it be awful if we got caught and they found a gun on us?
Are you trying to think up more trouble?
No, but it just goes to prove that things can always be worse. See, we aren't so bad off.
Well, it's as bad as I want it to get.
Why, suppose someone had heard us out here monkeying with their car and had taken a shot at us with a shotgun.
Oh, keep still.
And suppose they had hit us with a shotgun shot. That would hurt, so you see. We're pretty lucky, and you shouldn't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I want to hurry and get this over with.
Well, why don't you get out and get the gas, then?
I want to be sure no one heard us.
Oh, and suppose... even suppose we had been hit with a bullet and one of us killed. Wouldn't that be awful?
Do you know what cloth tastes like?
Cloth? No. Why?
Well, if you don't shut up, you'll find out in a minute. I'll gag you.
Oh, Cecil, you're so funny when you get nervous. You sort of calm me.
I'm sorry I can't say the same thing.
Don't be so serious. Goodness, this isn't so awful. Why, I'm beginning to like it.
Holy mackerel. And now you think it's fun.
Well, it is. You should always try to see the funny side of things. There are two sides to everything.
I've heard that before. Keep still.
Every cloud has a silver lining. There.
Yeah, our rainstorm. Don't talk so loud.
It's never so bad, but what it could get worse. Now, don't you feel better?
No, I don't.
Cecil, I want to cheer you up. I'm not nervous now.
Well, you're making me nervous.
You know, Cecil, when a person gets excited, they lose their heads.
Yeah, who frightened you when you were a baby?
Nobody. Didn't you ever read about when people get lost in the woods? If they'll just sit down and take things calmly and don't get excited...
Oh, for cat's sake, Sally, hush. Nobody's lost in the woods.
Well, it's all the same. You should never get excited. And when you do get nervous, the first thing to do to calm yourself is to...
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to calm you so you'll stop being nervous. Stop looking at that house. No one heard us.
You can do me a big favor by keeping your thoughts to yourself.
But that's not right, Cecil. Once you'd always share their wisdom.
Ha, don't make me laugh.
That's just what you need. You should smile in the face of danger.
What did you do a minute ago? You burst into tears.
That's because I didn't take things calmly. But I'm calm now. I thought, what's the sense of getting excited? It's always darkest before... It's always darkest before... Well, anyhow, it's always darkest before things get better. You know that.
I think we're safe enough. If anybody heard you, they'd have been out before this.
You know, one of the best ways to cheer
now,
up...
Now, when I get out again, do you think you can sit here and keep quiet until I can get the can filled with gas?
You should sing a cheerful song. That will cheer you up sooner than anything.
Hey, who wound you up, Sally? Anyhow, I'm talking to you.
What do you want?
I'm going to get out and tackle the gas tank again. Now, will you sit here and keep from leaning on the horn button?
Of course, Cecil. Wait a minute.
What do you want?
Are you nervous?
Huh, plenty. Is that all?
Cecil, listen. Keep your sunny side down. Oh, Cecil, what's the matter with you? Are you trying to choke me?
Yes, but I don't think it can be done.
I was just trying to make you feel at ease. You said you were excited.
Now listen to me, dumb bunny.
I won't listen to you if you're going to call me names.
All right, then, Miss Solomon.
I don't like that either. What do you want?
I want you to stay up here and keep quiet while I get some gas out of the tank and back, like I started to.
Will it take you long?
I don't know. Now don't make any noise.
Can I hum to myself so I won't get excited?
Yes, no.
Oh, goodness, all right. Goodness, I don't like this. Cecil, are you under the car? Are you? Can you hear me, Cecil? Are you in back by the tank, Cecil? Where are you? Why don't you answer? Oh, goodness, maybe he's gone away and left me. Cecil? Cecil? Don't leave me. Where are you, Cecil?
Hey,
Cecil?
What the heck is the matter with you, Sally? I told you to keep still. What are you hollering for?
Oh, there you are. Goodness, Cecil, I called you and you didn't answer. I thought you'd gone away.
Oh, have you got one lonely single brain that works? You want us to be arrested? I was in the back getting gas. I couldn't hear you.
Well, it's all right then. I thought you'd gone someplace. It was so quiet and dark.
Oh, the idea of screaming at me, hollering, when I told you not to even hum.
Cecil, there comes somebody out of that house. Oh, goodness.
Get out, Sally. Quick, let's run.
Oh, Cecil, I'm caught.
Come on.
Hey, police, robbers. Get away then.
Oh, Cecil, Cecil, help me.
There you are, Sally. Get out quick. Run. He's liable to shoot at us.
Oh, but Cecil, where can we run to?
Get to our own car. Hurry, Sally, hurry.
Hey, there we are. I'll shoot. Stop.
Oh, Cecil. Oh, he's shooting a cannon at us. Oh, you're dragging me, Cecil.